Hello, everybody, and welcome back. Can you believe it? It's already January 2020, and we're kicking off a whole new semester with our first meeting of the EdTech Club this year. So, welcome back. Now, as a treat, I wanted to talk to y'all in this episode about something that sometimes it stresses me out. You see, I get a lot of email at work, and I'm betting you do too. Now, managing all of that can be, well, it can be hard. And it's usually an important part of the job, keeping up with important information, corresponding with people you need to correspond with. And the odds are, if you use email for work, for personal use, you've probably used or are using Gmail. Think back, if you do use Gmail, to when you first did. It's been around for over 15 years now, and it's so big and so ubiquitous that it almost seems like a fact of life. As of 2018, there were more than a billion monthly users of Gmail. And in all that time, Gmail has changed. It's added new features and new functions, some of which can be hard to keep up with. So this week, our guest speaker is Director of Governmental Relations here at TCEA and our own in-house Gmail expert, Jennifer Berglund. She's going to take us through all the ways that you can maximize the use of Gmail, how you can schedule out emails, how you can send confidential emails, how you can add events from your emails, how you can create personalized filters. There are so many things we're going to cover, and it all starts right now. So, for those of us like me who manage their email mostly through the search function, there are many ways we could probably improve our Gmail use. What are some of the things you talked about today?
First of all, I think it's important to recognize that most of us don't realize all the capabilities that are in Gmail, that we tend to think this is an email product and it's just an email product. And we don't realize that it is, besides Google Search, it's one of the first products that Google put out. Therefore, it's been around the longest. Therefore, they have many different functionalities that they've added over the years. And you can tell this when you go look into the settings. There's all of these different tabs where the other products maybe only have one or two. And it's because of all the functionalities. Another reason that is true is because Google is known for giving its engineers a part of their time to be able to come up with inventions or, you know, apps or whatever on their own. Right. So as they are using the products themselves, the apps, they may say, you know, this would be good if it would do this. And then they will go in and do that. And then eventually it may add some to the functionality. And then I also like to tell our users is that if Google has one way of knowing how to do something, there's probably three ways of doing it. So because we all, like you said, we all look, we approach our work differently. And some much rather do a functionality one way and somebody else goes, no, I don't want to do it that way. I want to do it this way. So it's kind of good to learn that, I didn't know I could, you know, access my email this way. So anyway, that's kind of the overview of why we would even do this. And what's interesting is we had more people sign up today for today's webinar than any that they've ever done before. Because, and it, you know, kind of surprises me. But on the other hand, I think what you said is exactly how people feel about the products. Surely there's some ways that I can learn how to do some things differently. Mm-hmm. So one of the first things I would suggest that you do is go into your settings. And you, there is a little gear up at the right-hand corner of the product. All of the Google products have the gear, and that just represents settings. And so you go into the settings, and you will be able to look. Go into the, mainly you want to look at the general settings, the very first tab that comes in there. And just go down each one of those settings. If you don't know what they are, almost all of them have a little bitty link. It says Learn More. And if you click on that Learn More, that help comes up in right there in the product. So it doesn't take you to another site and you have to figure out how to get back to your settings. It is just a pop-up window, which is very, very useful.
Yeah.
Sometimes they even have videos right there. So that gives you the ability to go, what is this? Do I really want this? And then you can go in and see. The other thing I want to tell people is don't be afraid to try something, because if you go in there and you turn something on and then you come back out and you go, ooh, I don't like this, you can always go back and undo it. So try some things out and see what you think. So that's one of the first things we did, was just we went through the settings today and I just kind of explained what some of them are. And I think I've given you the website so that you can share with the listeners that will kind of go over some of the it has some images that will kind of explain some of the things that we went over, but it also has links to some of the Google support so you can learn how to do it if you want to. One of the first things that we did was I showed them how you can create a filter right in an email. So let's say, for instance, you're getting a whole lot of emails from somebody, you went to a website, you signed up for something, and now all of a sudden you're getting bombarded with emails from them.
I really thought I was going to win that cruise, okay? And in my defense, I thought I had a good chance.
Well, you should have.
But, I know.
But now, you know, that you're supposed to be able to click on unsubscribe at the bottom. And in some of those websites are good actors, and that's really all you have to do is click on that unsubscribe, and then you get a window that says, are you sure you want to do this? But sometimes it asks you to get your login permission. You know, what's your login? And they just make it cumbersome.
Mm-hmm.
And so for those, because there have been a couple, I couldn't get out of it.
Yeah.
So You want to set up a filter so that as soon as it hits the inbox, it gets deleted. So they're sending them to you, but you're never seeing them. So the easiest way to do that is to open up one of those emails, and then at the top of the screen, you're going to see three little dots, and you're going to click on that, and that's going to give you a few extra things that you can do with that. It's a little menu. One of them is to create let's see. I want to go exactly what the right language is. It is filter messages like this. And then when you click on filter messages like this, it's basically going to give you another dialog box, and you're just going to click on create filter. There's another button for you to click on. Then it has a whole list of things that you could choose from. What you want to choose is delete it, and then there's usually quite a few matching conversations. There's like one box says, you know, when you filter something, basically you're saying, these are the things that I want you to do with emails like this,
mm-hmm.
okay? And in this situation, these emails are the ones that are coming from a particular email address. So you want to delete it, but then also at the bottom, if you've been getting them forever, it'll say there's 400 matching conversations.
Right.
Do you want to include those? Yes, you do. Because then it will automatically delete all of those. And then you just click on create filter. So that immediately helps you get rid of those nasty emails that you're getting about your cruise that you
That's right. And this is a little bit different than what we might think of as creating a filter in your email, the old school manual way of identifying an email address and going into settings and putting it on some list.
Basically, you're setting up a filter. You can do one of them. You can go to the settings, and there's a tab, I think, that says filters, and you can set it up that way. But the way I like to set them up is find an email that has the characteristics that you want to do something with.
Mm.
Sometimes it's to add a label. Sometimes it's to just mark it as unread, but you get to keep it.
Right. I might read these on the weekend. I don't want them cluttering my inbox during the week.
Right.
I put them automatically in a folder.
Yeah, you could archive them, automatically archive them. Mine, I have one that, from our boss, Lori. I have every email that comes from Lori gets a red label that says Lori. So I can quickly look in my inbox to see, you know, which mail I need to answer first.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the easiest way to do that is to do it inside an email. So you can do that by opening up the email, then go to the top, click on those three little dots, come down to that phrase that I said. I keep forgetting it.
Filter messages.
That's it. Filter messages.
And that's the three vertical dots you'll see. Those are in the top right corner of an email.
Right.
We call those the skinny snowman.
I've heard different things, and I couldn't remember if that was the hot dog or the skinny snowman or what.
Well, you're thinking hamburger menus.
That's right.
It's interesting to think, too, like these features might just be relatively new, and we kind of missed out on it. I know I started using Gmail in 2004 when it was still, you had to get invited, mm-hmm. and it looked similar to the way Gmail looks now, but I think it functioned differently, and there's so much there now.
Right.
Like you say, when you go to settings, there's tabs and all these things, and a lot of the newer G Suite products don't have as much history and all their features building up, so with something like Gmail, it's easy to miss some of the features they've added, I guess.
That's right. And that's one of, filters and labels are one of the ways that can help you organize it, which is really good. But you did, you know, you made a joke about searching, and it really is a wonderful way to keep your email, but find when you need it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm notorious for how many emails I have. I have over 36,000 emails in my inbox. And people that are left brain that want to have a zero inbox, which really is the best way to do it.
Yeah, and a lot of people do subscribe to the inbox zero theory. I am with you. I do not.
I know. And so, and one of the reasons is I used to be a chief technology officer, and one time my chief financial officer questioned whether or not I had permission to purchase something. And I went, and I, because I kept all my emails, I had the email where she had given me permission. So it's kind of that kind of mentality. That way I know I'm going to have it. But it would be unmanageable if you didn't have the most powerful search engine makers making the search engine for your Gmail. And so one of the things that I have on that website that you're going to give to our listeners, I have a link to all of the operators, the search operators that you can use in your Gmail. Now, Gmail does have, there is a drop-down menu where you can click on it and do some basic searching, but you can get pretty specific on things that you're looking for.
Yeah.
Searching is one of my favorite things that you can do in Gmail.
Yeah, it's kind of like I think of it like a filing cabinet at home. You could very meticulously organize your files and try to remember where you put each one and in which file you put these records. But when you're in a hurry, and you need to find one, it's pretty convenient just to be able to ask the robot, where's that one email from that guy?
That's
don't remember his name, but I do remember what his email was like.
One of the problems with keeping a lot of email, though, has been that if you don't respond to an email that day, new email comes in and it gets moved down. Well, Gmail has come up with some solutions for that, and one of them is called snooze. And you have to turn it on, but a snooze is where if you turn on the hover ability, when you're looking at your inbox, you can actually hover over that email and you'll get the menu there, or you can open it and then the menu is at the top of the menu. But it basically allows you to say, I want this to go out of my inbox right now. I want to see it at this time. And there's some tomorrow morning, next week, but then there's also specific date and time.
Hmm.
And so that allows you to say, I don't have time to deal with it. I do need to deal with it, but you get to decide when you want to see it again. So it goes out of your inbox, so you're kind of decluttered a little bit, but then it will pop back up when you want to.
And I'm thinking for educators, you know, you have so many like layers of responsibility. You kind of have the correspondence that happens on a teaching and learning level, but then you have administrative stuff, you have PD stuff, you might have emails coming in from TCEA.
Right.
And you kind of want to keep your priorities straight when you're actually sitting there at your desk going through things.
Right.
And that's kind of that's a pretty clever way to do it. And this is the little
clock icon. Yeah, clock icon. And then there's another one is called Nudge. And this one is their AI. Basically, if someone has sent you an email or you've sent somebody else an email asking for a response, and it doesn't detect that that email has been responded to, then it'll pop back up, and at the very over there on the right, it'll say, "This was sent 2 days ago. Do you want to follow up?" It literally
yes.
asks you that.
I've had this one really save my bacon a couple of times, actually.
Yeah.
I've definitely had that one. It hasn't replied in six days. Do you want to follow up? I don't know if I want to follow up, but I probably need to. Thank you. Yes.
But what's cool is it also works for ones that you've sent to somebody else.
Right, right.
And I have both examples in my inbox right now. So, that way you can go, oh, yeah, I asked her to do that and I haven't heard. And so how do you want to gently remind somebody? So
is this an automatic function or is this something I would go into settings and turn on?
I think that Nudge, I know that Snooze you have to turn in, and I think Nudging is too.
Yeah, I think so
I think
as well.
It is.
But yeah, so. I've definitely found that one helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. Another one that's kind of it's keeping with, well, this is really isn't AI, but it has to do with cluttering of your inbox. You know, you sometimes get an email where quite a few people are included on it, and everybody starts replying. Well, you immediately read it, but you realize I don't have a dog in this fight. And so you really don't care about the rest of it. Well, you can go up and mute that conversation. And what that will do is you will keep getting those emails, but the email won't go back to the top of the inbox and it won't go dark to where, you know, it looks like a show that you unread.
Yeah.
Right. So if you ever want to go and see what the full context of all the, you know, everybody has input, you can do that. But you don't have to keep getting that. So
yeah.
That's kind of a cool thing that they've added recently.
And as you describe these, I mean, it's pretty clear immediately how you might use some of these things, right? Like I can definitely think of examples where there's something I am on an email for that I need to be aware of, but I may not have to take any action on.
Right.
That sounds like a great example of something is when I get a breath, oh, I'll go check that, make sure I read it, what everybody said.
Right.
To keep up.
Yeah. And that's why they did it. It's kind of cool. One of the ones that some of the participants really liked is that it's now built in that you can schedule when to send an email.
A much waited for function
that
I can say at least my wife is thrilled about. She was telling me about this week. She was like, I can schedule emails, and it's really helping out how I communicate. She communicates with teachers for her job as well. And so being able to get them emails when they're able to look at it and respond and stuff is helpful, right?
It's very helpful. And there used to be a couple of apps that you could either pay for or add on that would do that, but now Google has created their own. I mean, it's part of the product. And it's wherever it says send at the bottom, you kind of have to hover over it before you can see schedule. So it gives you the option. I think you kind of hover over on the right hand to do that. And you're exactly right, because it's, you know that, like for instance, right before the Christmas break, I needed to send some emails. I knew if I sent them on Friday, the educators who are on break for 2 weeks, it's going to get a bit way down at the bottom of their inbox.
Right.
And so I basically schedule it to hit, you know, 9 o'clock on Monday this week.
Yeah.
So that way they would be getting it when they had time to look at it. So it's a really cool feature. Another thing that's kind of cool is you can send a confidential email. It's not foolproof because, you know, somebody that opens it can take a screenshot of it with your, you know, so it's not totally, it's not going to self-destruct when somebody starts reading it, but It does allow, particularly educators who need to send information like IEP information or something that they want, they know they're sending it to someone who needs it, but they, in case it got hacked, it wouldn't, it could be encrypted in the way. And it allows you, it looks like it's at the bottom of the email, and it has a little like lock on it so you can see. And you have the option to send it, and you can even ask Google to give a password. And if they do that, the best thing to do is give the phone number so that, and Google does the password. You don't, the first time I thought that, I thought, oh crud, I'm gonna have to make up a password and I'm gonna have to email them and say, this is your password. No, Google does it all. And so you just put in their phone number, and then they send the, when they open the email, it says that if you want the passcode, click on this.
Right, and it'll do like an automatic two-factor authentication thing.
Exactly. And it's pretty cool. And it will, basically what happens is it allows you to set a time for when you want that email to be completely unopenable. So basically it'll self-destruct because when they open it, they can't see
anything.
There'll
be nothing to see.
Right. And so that's kind of a cool feature that I think some people might like.
So we're looking for the lock. We're looking for the clock.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking for the skinny snowman.
That's right.
What else? Any other cool icons we talked about? No, I think those are the big ones.
I think they are the big ones.
Check your send button for scheduling options.
That's right. And make sure you go into your settings and see what all the new features are.
Yeah.
Because I really do think people will, you know, like them. One other thing that your listeners may not know they can do is that they can create an event out of an email. So if somebody sends you an email, and let's just say it's not an email, an event that you want to create with anybody else, you just say, I need to read this. I don't want to snooze it. I actually want to schedule time on my calendar to do it. And so I think up at the top, the skinny, one thing that's interesting that you mentioned, the skinny snowman. There are two skinny snowmans when you're looking at an email.
Right.
There's one at the top, and there's one over on the right. And they do share some menu functions, but they also share functions that are not in either of the menu.
Right. Okay? One is the Gmail drop-down menu, and one is the
inbox,
is the,
I guess.
The one for that email or
yeah,
for the inbox.
Maybe that's true. You see, you know more than I do. But the bottom line is I know to look both. That's the main point, is that if you go up there and you go, where is that? Go look at the other skinny snowman.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think both of them have, I think the only one I think it's the snowman at the top that says create an event. And once you do, it automatically opens up an event into your in your calendar application, and then you can do whatever you need to do to get rid of it. One thing to note is that when you do that, it's automatically going to add the person who sent it to you and anybody else they might have sent it to. So you want to go and get rid of those people unless you want them added to that event.
Right.
But
practice good CC etiquette.
That's right.
On
that's
that
right.
One.
But that's kind of a cool thing that a lot of people don't know they can do.
Yeah. And it's like you say, I mean, besides search,
mm-hmm.
this is Google's oldest product.
Right.
And it's been around for at least 15 years. So there are probably a lot of settings that the last time I set up my Gmail weren't there.
Right.
So it's like, it's 100% worth it, even just kind of looking through. And especially, you know, when it comes to privacy things and stuff like that on personal email, it's always useful to go back and re-review all those things.
Right. That's very true. Very true.
Well, I'm thrilled. I'm excited to try some of these out.
Well, good.
And I hope our listeners get a chance to try some of these out.
Well, I do. And if they have some good ideas or things that we haven't talked about, we'd love to hear what they are.
That's
right. Like I said, there's no way anybody can be an expert on this product unless you maybe are the Gmail team at Google.
And they're always inventing new stuff.
That's
so
true.
New things to become an expert in anyway.
That's true. That's true. Well,
well,
thank you, Andrew.
Thank you very much, Jennifer.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Excellent.
Okay.
Okay, that's about all the time we have for this one. My thanks to Jennifer Berglund for joining us, taking us through all those good tips, and I hope you really learned something that you can take ahead into this new year. And if you did, by the way, send us a note, podcast@tcea.org. Don't forget to like and subscribe to the show. Leave us a review if you can. It helps us out. And keep up with the latest from TCEA and our Tech Notes blog, all the ideas coming from our professional development team and professionals like Jennifer. You can find that all on social media. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, and more. We are out there. Just search for TCEA. And if you want lots and lots, and I mean really lots of tips and tricks, ideas from big pedagogy ideas to little ideas like how to snooze emails, things like this are all happening at our 2020 TCEA Convention and Exposition, and there's still time to register. The convention is at the beginning of February, the 3rd through the 7th, so if you want to go, there's still time to register. Check it out at convention.tcea.org. Okay, that's it, folks. We will see you back here next week for another meeting of TCEA's EdTech Club. Until then, I'm Andrew Rausch. Thanks for being a part of the club. EdTech Club is a production of TCEA. To learn more and to join, go to tcea.org.